Hundreds of people have taken to Twitter to criticise morning news program Sunrise for labelling welfare recipients as dole bludgers after a government report was released showing a large number had had their payments suspended at least once. But advocates say the issue is more complex than it seems. Isabel Starr reports.
The Not a Dole Bludger hashtag trended on Twitter after comments made by Channel 7 Sunrise called welfare recipients dole bludgers after a report suggested that more than 75% of them had their payments suspended at least once. People took to Twitter to describe having their payments suspended for allegedly unfair reasons, such as being unable to attend meetings due to sickness or due to administrative errors that were no fault of their own. Emeritus Professor Terry Carney from the University of Sydney and former member of the Administrative Appeals Tribunal says in order to receive the New Start payment, obligations such as attending interviews are necessary and must be upheld, otherwise punishments in the form of payment suspension may arise.
The basic eligibility hinges on people satisfying what is called an activity test, and it can impose a variety of conditions and activities and routine procedures that a person has to comply with in order to remain eligible for the payment. Then there is a penalty system that applies, first of all, by suspending a person's payment where they haven't complied with some obligation or activity that's required of them. But it can lead over time to reductions or total loss of a payment.
Professor Carney says the most common cases of suspension of payment occurs when recipients do not attend an interview with their network service provider.
The most common event that prompts that system into action is that a person has not attended an appointment with their job network provider, the private organisations that are contracted by government to assist people to find work. And it's usually some issue of not meeting the, as I say, the appointments with that agency.
Professor Carney says during this time in the tribunal, he saw many cases of late notices informing recipients days too late about upcoming obligations, including to people who didn't have access to a phone to receive the information.
In the time when I was sitting on the tribunal, that was a very common occurrence. Numbers of instances as a tribunal, I found that the applicant was correct in saying that they hadn't received the notice or that it had come too late. I guess the explanation of why a person didn't turn up, though, is that the person had lost their phone or they didn't have their plan for the phone up to date. So a phone they'd had at an earlier stage, but for whatever reason it wasn't operating to receive the information.
He says the system is problematic because it assumes people have the money for things like smartphones when it may not be the case.
The kinds of difficulties that the unemployed have had with that system are not due to the design of the system, but mainly the product of a payment which is far too low and of assumptions that are made that people can readily use smartphone technology or have access to smartphone technology.
Professor Carney says that the New Start payment rate is far too low for people to be able to support themselves and be able to look for jobs.
The payment is far too low, and people living in rural areas, but not just in rural areas, are unable to look for work. They can't afford to look for work. They can't afford to pay the cost of transport or, the other things that would enable them to search for work anymore. So it's become really very counterproductive as well as intolerably impoverishing. So, the rate is below the poverty line and with all the hardship and suffering that imposes. But just on a purely functional level, the rate is far too low to enable people to actually do what the payment requires of them, and that is to go out to look for work. And or to seek to upgrade skills, undertake training or engage in other programs that would help to equip them for work if they're one of these people who technology has taken away their old form of employment and who need assistance in reskilling to get back into the workforce. It almost beggars belief to think that a government would make it monetarily impossible for people to do what the payment requires of them, and that is look for work or seek training for it.
Professor Carney says that a report has recommended a shake-up of employment agencies and how they receive remuneration. Previous behaviour led to employment agencies attempting to keep people on the books instead of actively helping job seekers find work.
Government received that report and, on all indications, appears to be very favourably disposed. Shake-up significantly changed the way it It engages those job service providers and remunerates them. And if the report's recommendations are carried into effect in the way the government seems to be indicating it will, then for the future, the agencies will indeed be able to provide meaningful support to the unemployed. To how it's been in the past is essentially that there's been too much incentive for organisations, the job service providers, to simply keep people on the book, to not provide sufficiently adequate support to them, and in other ways engage in activities that are, you know, of no help to government and no help to the unemployed. That needed to change, and, you know, the good news is that it looks as if that's about to change very much for the better.
Professor Carney says that research is needed to determine the appropriate amount of increase to better support unemployed Australians.
Sensibly would involve holding an inquiry and research into, you know, the characteristics and the information about, you know, how far below the poverty line it is and various options that would exist for making an increase.